It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Welcome once again to Fayette, Missouri. Puckett Fieldhouse here on the campus of Central Methodist University, where we're getting set to go to the second half of our college hoops doubleheader this evening. Here on Care Radio, it is the guys' game. Coming up, Benedictine, hosted by CMU. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, he's our guy in the studio, producing, engineering, news, weather, and sports thing. Just whatever he's done, he's doing it. Joseph, many thanks to you. Tom Counts with your court side, game one tonight, dominated by the Benedictine Lady Ravens as they race to a 98-64 win in that one. See if the BC guys can come away with a sweep, but it won't be really easy. Central Methodist comes into the game a pretty good team. They are 4-2 on the season. They are 1-1 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, and in a day and age where defense is becoming more and more prevalent, and certainly Coach Moody loves the defense, Central Methodist is putting points on the board. In fact, they are averaging 81.8 a game. They started off the season with a 101-point performance against Harris Stowe, and their last game out, as they're coming off a loss, was 91-83 up in Oskaloosa, Iowa at William Penn. Central Methodist coming into the ballgame tonight, 4-2, 1-1 in the conference, and CMU is going to be starting some new guys. Matter of fact, most of the team, you talk to some of the people here, and they will tell you that CMU is mostly new players on the roster, and you'll notice that in the starting lineups, because third-season head coach Matt Sherman is going to be starting Destin Jenkins. Destin's a 6'6 junior from Atlanta, Georgia, at a Saracoso Community College. From Jeff City, Helias, it's a 6'2 senior, Marcus Anthony. You'll remember that name, man. He's been around. Columbia College, California. There's the last goal for Arlington, Texas native, 6'3 junior, Kai Jordan. You've got Bowell Tong. He's a 6'9 senior from Wayland Baptist University. And rounding out the starting five out of London, England, the 6'7" junior, Brandon Chova. For the Benedictine Ravens, and now 12th season head coach Ryan Moody. BC is going to be starting, well, kind of the most of the five we're used to seeing, but getting some more guys healthy. The Ravens are going to be starting Ezra Vigapa, a 6'1" senior from New Zealand. Preston Reynolds gets the starting nod tonight. Out of Leewood, Shawnee Mission East. He's a junior, 6'5". Jack Vanderwood, 6'4", sophomore from Noakesville, Virginia, out of Seton School. You go to the front, toward the front, you get Bryson LaRue out there. He's a 6'2", junior out of Lee Summit High School. And rounding up the starters, Hagen Hildendorf from Hastings, Nebraska. Hagen's a senior, big guy at 6'9". Now, Benedictine, it's one of those kind of good news things to a point. For the first time this season, we expect to get a look at Gino Corridori, the 6'8 senior from Littleton, Colorado. Gino has been injured in the preseason, and he's being brought back a little slowly. Expect maybe about 10 minutes of PT tonight from Gino. We'll see how that all shakes out, but right now we're getting set to go. Benedictine and Central Methodist. Here we go. The ball goes up the tip of the way. It'll be pulled down by CMU, and we're underway. Eagles, quick three. Hits the back of the rim with a long rebound. Reynolds, Preston. Here's the thing. Preston has tremendous ups, okay? He's 6'5", and he is slightly built. He's built like a guard. Jumps out of the building. Comes up with that defensive rebound. Now he'll lob it over to Jack. Back out on top. Ezra with the basketball. Kicks it over to Bryson in the corner. Jack, three. Nope. And each team has missed its first shot of the game. Back the other way with it will come Central Methodist. Eagles in their home, not whites, but kind of a gray. I'm going to call it a smoke or a dove gray with white lettering and trim. So the white number's a little tough to spot. Here's a hook shot of the lane that misses. Rebounding it down. Benedictine. Hilgendorf coming out with the basketball. Benedictine in the traveling black uniforms with red and white. BC on offense. We are almost a minute and a half into the game. No one has put anything on the board yet. Ravens come out on top. Hilgendorf steps in. Doesn't get the shot. Left side. Here's his three. It's on its way and good. And the first points of the game belong to Bryson LaRue. And BC is in front 3-0. 18:27 to go. First half. Shot from the outside. No, and another rebound by Preston Reynolds. Preston again is going to bring it up the floor. Lobs it over to Hagen. Hagen will cut inside three defenders. Gets in some traffic. Kicks it over to the left side of the shot. Up and rejected. Rebounding it down is going to be Central Methodist. Ball Tong, and the shot from the top on the subsequent transition is good by Destin Jenkins. Jenkins hits the three, ties the game at three. 17:55 to go in the opening half. BC right side, and again, Ball Tong and Hilgendorf. That's going to be a great matchup, and Hilgendorf rotates one way, shakes him, goes back, and lays it up and in. Hilgendorf for two. 5-3, Benedictine. That was a great little reversal of his initial direction by Hilgendorf. And he left his defender going the wrong way. Back up with it will come CMU. Really nice crowd here by the time the guys' game gets started. Tong will have it on the left side. Back out on top, it's going to come to Kai Jordan. Kai, hook pass out on top at the shot clock. Buzzer, is it good? It's going to be good. I saw the ball in the air. I looked the shot clock to zero, but the official said it was out of his hands before the clock sounded. And Central Methodist is taking the lead over Benedictine at 6-5. Hilgendorf at the baseline, slaps it out to Ezra. Vigoffa, one-hand push pass. Vanderwood goes into the lane. Three defenders surround him, kicks it back over to Bryson. LaRue trying to get inside. CMU defense doing a nice job. Little give and go, and the ball's going to be batted away and stolen. Here comes Central Methodist. Eagles into the forecourt in front of the scorer's table at the 16:30 mark of the opening half. Top side with it is going to be Jenkins. Way back out on top, Kai Jordan. Kai to the right side of the free throw line. Keeps it dribbled alive. Now backs away. Throws it off on top. Missed his man, but Choya able to go back over and save it. Now for the baseline, the feed out on top. Shot clock's at five. Baseline jump shot in and out and in. It is a two-point shot. Knocking it down is Marcus Anthony. It's though. The Ravens now trail 8-5. Here's a baseline jumper. Benedictson is up. It's no good. Rebounding it down. Joya. Here comes CMU. Eagles running it up the floor with a three-point lead. They'll dip it over to the left. Jenkins. BC sticking with their player D. They're going to be patient. Two big guys now battling it out. Cross-court pass in front of the Raven bench. The ball nearly stolen, but the little one-handed follow shot is going to be good. And Anthony with a quick four. Ravens find themselves trailing now 10-5. It has been a, 7-0 run for CMU right now. Look away pass to the baseline left. Looking inside. Hilgendorf, no room. Kicks it over again to Preston. Reynolds with a left-hand dribble. Goes into the lane. The ball's going to be slapped away from behind him, and it's going to go out of bounds, and it'll come back to CMU. 5 minutes into the game. Ravens are going to bring Ezra out of the lineup. And Benedict going to make its first substitution. Checking in for BC is going to be, I think it's going to be Jared Lee who's going to come in. No, wait, it's going to be Deglin. Deglin Sullivan. Here's a runner from the right side. Another two for Marcus Anthony. He's quickly gotten to six. Deglin Sullivan is out there with Hilgendorf, LaRue, Vanderwood, and Reynolds for Benedict. And the Ravens are on offense, but now down seven. Baseline shot rejected. And it's going to go out of bounds back to Benedict, and we're going to get a media break. Taking a timeout, 14:30 to go in the opening half, Men's Fayette, Missouri. Men's College Basketball, Central Methodist 12, Benedictine 5.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. You could also just enjoy it atop a queso fried chicken taco like a civilized human. Or quench your hatch chili cravings with a cheesy queso boss burrito or queso super nachos. Our whole menu is waiting to be dipped and dunked. So even though our creamy three cheese queso is so good you could drink it, forget it. The Ultimate Queso Takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Ten and a half minutes ago in the opening half for the guys' game here in Fayette, Missouri. Ravens trailing 12-5 here in the early going. Media timeout happening over here, and the clubs are huddled up around the respective coaching staffs. Matt Sherman for Central Methodist and Ryan Moody, his associate head coach John Peer for Benedictine. Share your sports schedule tomorrow night. We're going to have some sports look out there. So you need to kind of catch up on what's going on. There's so much happening. Overlap of seasons, and we're going to get you current with all of the things you need to know right after the Brian Hagan Evening Report. Around 5:15, 5:20 tomorrow, Sports Look here on Care Radio. Saturday, no Benedictine football. Ravens in the postseason, but earn a bye in the first week. So, let's do hoops. What do you say? We've got Benedictine men and women's basketball at noon and 2. So the Ravens are going to turn it over. Gino Corridori has come into the game, and BC will turn it over on that first possession coming out of the timeout. Yeah, so we got BC basketball from the Nolan Gym. Come on up and watch him. And certainly turn it in right here on Care 93.7. Central Methodist with the basketball, 14-14 to go in the first half. Shot from the top is up, no good. Deglin Sullivan coming up with a ball and brings it into the forecourt, takes it down the left side, holds up his dribble, gets in a little trouble up there, and then is able to dish it over to Bryson. LaRue gets it out on top to Gino. Here's Jack. The defender gets in his face. Couldn't get a shot away. Gino with it again on the left side of the lane. Puts it on the floor one time. Goes into the paint. No room. Back out on top. It's going to come to LaRue. 17-foot shot. Gets it. Bryson LaRue has 5 of Benedictine's 7 points now. Ravens down 5. 12-7. 13.5 to go in the opening half. CMU weaves into the lane. Now backs away. The ball is loose on the floor, and the Ravens are going to pick it up. Here comes Benedictine and Deglin Sullivan up the floor. It's going to be knocked away from behind, and Deglin will turn it over. Young guys getting some experience playing college ball. sometimes you don't realize just how quick those defenders are. Now Sullivan is going to come up with a nice steal. Brings it down, puts a shot, missed it. Rebound underneath Ravens. Benedictine is going to have to reset his offense. Going in, the kick out, the baseline three. Got it! From deep in the left side, the Ravens put in three off the hands of Bryson LaRue. It'll be Bryson's second three and eighth point of the game. He's got eight of the Ravens' 10. BC back to within a pair at 12-10. CMU shot, no. Tip, no. Rebound. Offensive board, no. And then on the follow, we'll have a foul underneath, and it's probably going to be on Corridori. So the foul is not going to be on Corridori. The foul is going to be on Jack Vanderwood. It'll be his first, and that is the first foul called in the game at 12:34 to play in the opening half. CMU coming to the stripe. Taking his time. Little knee bend and a right-handed flip. Perfect. Nicely done by Marcus Anthony. And young man out of Helias High School in Jeff City. He takes a big old breath and gets ready to send up the next one. He's got seven of his team's 13. Now, eight of their 14. 14-10, Central Methodist. 1-2-3-4. 12:34 to play, first half. Now, with that, Marcus Anthony's coming out of the ball game. And the Eagles are going to bring... Let's see, I'll get him picked up here in just a second. But right now for Benedictine, you got Harrison Kissling into the game. LaRue, right side, gets bumped. Here's Gino, goes into the lane, turning, shoots, short, rebound, CMU. Outlet pass, up the floor, Kite. Jordan backs toward the lane. Defense is going to cut him off, force him to bring the ball back out on top. 12 minutes to go in the first half. Eagles with the ball and a four-point lead. Top side again is going to be Kai Jordan. Shot clock at 14. Quickly back over to the right side. A little bit of a forearm. The ball gets away from Joya for a moment. Now the feed underneath. Ravens reaching in. No foul. Four on the shot clock. Three on the shot clock. Driving in. The ball is going to be stolen away by Benedictine. Outlet down the floor. And layup is good. Nice steal. Beautiful transition. And Benedictine is back to within a pair. Give that goal to Bryson LaRue, and he's already at double-figure scoring. It is 14-12, Central Methodist at 11:20 to go in the half. From the right side to Kai Jordan. Now, we got to talk about something. It's really not important at all, but we got to talk about it. Here's CMU with the ball nearly stolen away. It's on the floor, rolling around. Players on the floor, rolling around. You can hear, I'm thinking, the thuds underneath. Pass is going to come out on top. The dish into the baseline corner. The shot is up and way too hard. Larry Parker, the third for Benedictine, coming out with a rebound, and here comes the BC offense. Ravens looking to tie this thing up or take the lead with a long shot. Harrison Kissling with it on the right side. Gets it over to Larry. Back on top to Harrison. 10:50 to go in the half. Shot clock. 18. Plenty of time. Corridori with the ball. Holding it high above his head. Swings it over to the left side. Backing into the lane for Benedictine is going to be Bryson. LaRue kicks it back over to Deglin. Sullivan backing in. Head fake, can't get the defensive shake. Shot from the left side, the three, no, but a foul and three free throws coming up for Bryson LaRue. So Bryson has 2 threes, got 2 twos, so he's at 10 points already, and now coming to the line for three free throws. For Central Methodist, the foul is going to be on Jordan Kai. It'll be his first, team foul one, and LaRue is at the line. Shot. Got it. All right, here's what we got to talk about. We got to talk about modern days and the changing times. And in the game right now for Central Methodist is Mario Fantina. Okay? No problem with Mario. Seems like a nice guy, 6'5" senior. Out of the University of Arkansas, Monticello. He's from Jakob, Croatia. So... all of that is all well and good. You know the problem? Eight. Yes, he's wearing number eight. For the first time ever, for the first year ever, college basketball is allowing non-traditional larger than five numbers. And this is the first guy that I've had out there on the floor with one that is larger than five. And, yeah, Mario Fantina wearing number eight. something I'm just going to have to get over. Bryson LaRue hits two of the three free throws, and Benedictine has tied the game at 14 with 10:25 to go. First half. Here's Fantina with the ball on the right side. Goes into the lane. The left-handed scoop shot is up no good. And looking for the rebound, Larry Parker had beautiful interior position. And the defender launches up over the top of him. And the foul is going to be on Thomas Sewulu. Sewulu is a 6'8 junior from Oklahoma Baptist University. And I'm telling you what, a lot of good ball is played down at OBU. And the Ravens up the floor with the ball, and it's Jared Lee in the game. Jared comes right side, all the way to the baseline, puts a shot up, didn't use the backboard, and it goes across the rim. Rebound hauled back down by Central Methodist. We're inside 10 to go in the opening half. It's a 14-14 ball game and a Benedictine foul. I suspect it's on Hilfendorf. And I suspect incorrectly it's going to be on Jared. So Jared Lee will have his first foul, and at 9:55 to go, it's our under 10 break. Timeout on the court with 9:55 to play. Opening half in Fayette, Missouri. We got a game where it's Benedictine and Central Methodist deadlocked at 14.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Here in Fayette, Missouri. Seeing Fayette, where is that? Well, let me tell you where Fayette's at. You go across I-70 man in the middle of Missouri, just where you get to Columbia at Boonville, 102 exit. Take a left, go north, maybe 20, 25 miles, and you're there. That's where we're at. Welcome, everybody. 14-14 ball game. Ravens on the road here tonight. 9:55 to go in the opening half, so midpoint of the half, and CMU putting the ball in play coming out of the timeout. Eagles have Destin Jenkins in the game. They'll skip pass over again to the left side. Bol Tong, he is so big. Goes all the way to the baseline. Hilgendorf does a good job teeing him up. They bring it out on top. 5 on the shot clock and at 4. Lob over to the baseline left. The shot, 3, up and good at the buzzer. A three-pointer by Mario Fontina. And CMU goes back in front. 17-14, 9:20 to go, first half. Vanderwood, left side Parker. Larry looks into the middle, no room there. Back out on top to Harrison. Kissling swings over to Vanderwood. The lefty goes up, no, too strong. Rebound, battle for, lots of contact, no fouls called. Rebounding it down is going to be CMU. Eagles are going to run. The feet to the top of the key, little travel there, no whistle. Destin Jenkins will dish it back off on top. Now swing it around over to the left end. Ravens are really swarming in that player defense. 8:50 to go. First half. Shot clock at a dozen. Little shake and bake trying to get into the middle of the lane. And Kevin James is cut off. Shot clock's at 5. Bol Tong with it. Shot clock's at 2. He'll pull up. Jump shot. New rebound. Larry. Parker gets it away to Jared Lee. Here come the Ravens down 3. BC left side. It's going to be Kissling. Harrison way up top side. The look away pass to Hilgendorf. Now underneath to Vanderwood. Falling away. Puts a shot up way off balance and it's way short. Harrison Kissling, a freshman out of Olathe West High School. He's 6'3". Here's a shot from the top. It's a 3. Justin Jenkins. That is his third 3 of the game. And suddenly, Benedictine finds itself down a half a dozen. 8 minutes to go, first half. It's 20-14 CMU. BC eases over to the left side. Jared looks into the middle. Twists and turns, pivoting with the right foot. Back out on top, it'll go. And Harrison looking for some help. Lee goes up with the shot. It's going to be stripped out of his hands. He gets fouled and will come to the free throw line. So for Benedictson, free throw's coming up. And at the line is going to be Raven's 6'2 sophomore out of Staley High School. It is Jared Lee. Jared stands up there, and his first one is kind of short. And in this young game, Benedictine is 2 of 4 at the free throw line. And here's the problem. Bryson LaRue's got all but 2 of the Ravens' points. Hogendorf has the other 2. This free throw's in. So Jared Lee's now on the board with 8 point, and it's 20-15. Out of the game will come Jared. And let's reset that Benedictine 5. What do you say? Harrison Kissling is out there. Jack Vanderwood, Larry Parker III, Hagen Hilgendorf, and Bryson LaRue's back in. Shot goes up, no good. Offensive board follows up, no good. Rebound Larry. Here comes Parker. Ravens 3-on-2 down the court, but they have to slow it up. Defense gets down there and joins him. Kissling will have it up to the top side. Swings it back over to Parker. It's worth the 7-minute mark of the first half. Twisting, turning, spinning, and traveling with the basketball. Benedictine will come up empty. Preston Reynolds will check back in. Also entering the game, Center Methodist is going to bring Will Hemme. Will is out of Northwest College. He's Fort Collins, Colorado native, 6'1" junior. Puts it over to the right side where the 3 from deep in the corner is up and good. And that is a second 3-point shot by Mario Fantina. 23-15, largest lead of the game for CMU now. They're up 8. 6:40 to go in the half. Baseline, Vanderwood 3. There it is. Waiting for Jack to find the range, and he knocks that one down. It's 23-18. Before that shot, Jack was 0 for 3, now 1 for 4 shooting the ball. Another one for Fantina, and he'll hit another 3. There's nobody. Nobody guarding him in that corner. Coach Moody, I think, is really dissatisfied with the guy who is supposed to be responsible for being there to make that defensive play. So Fantina, all alone, hits his 3rd 3. Ravens in the lane, shot up, no, and we have a whistle. Benedictine coming to the free throw line, as that is going to be the first foul for CMU's Destin Jenkins. And it is Eagle team foul 4. Ravens have committed only 2 first half fouls so far. Preston Reynolds coming to the free throw line. He'll knock down his first shot and with it collect his first point. Now 26-19. Second one is up and good. 26-20. And the Ravens are going to bring Vince Duca into the game for the first time tonight. Fantina for another 3. That one does not go down. And LaRue with the board. Here comes the Benedictine offense. Vanderwood starts in, backs in, travels with the ball. Yeah, good call by the officials. Vanderwood kind of stopped, and his inertia carried him a little bit, and he skipped with that pivot foot. And the Ravens are going to give it back. 5:40 left in the first half. Eagles with the basketball up by a half dozen. Well, Hemme, H-E-M-M-E, Hemme. Kicks it over to Fantina. Back to Will. Goes right. The big guy for 3. Spins all the way around the rim and kicks itself out. Vanderwood out on top. Deglin. Let me fix that. Harrison. That's not Deglin. He's not out there. It's Harrison. To Bensay. Ravens working back up on top to Jared. Feeds underneath to Duca, who was sound asleep, missed the layup. Rebound, fought for, it's going to go out of play to BC. That was a beautiful pass in the middle of Duca, but he was quite unaware and did not anticipate it. Now walks to the timeout looking at his hands. And at 4:59 to go, that's under five, but we're going to get the break. The under 5 minute break coming here, 4:59 to go in the half. We're in Fayette, Missouri. We're at Central Methodist 26, Benedictine 20.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Welcome back, everybody. College hoops tonight on a Wednesday night on Care Radio. We're so pleased to have you join us. Joseph in the studio. Tom Counts with you here. 4:59 away from halftime of the men's game. Game one tonight. A dominant performance by the Lady Ravens as Coach Folsom's team took a 98-64 win and remains undefeated at 5-1 the season, now 2-0. In conference play. Ravens are going to be putting a plate down to the baseline and looking in. It is Deguin Sullivan in the game. And BC loses it. Vanderwood is able to save it. That was a huge break. That was just luck. Here's a three. No. Rebound slapped around and CMU will sweep down the board. Not a great possession for Benedictine coming out of the timeout. Way up top side is going to be Will. Timmy, look away pass to the right. Fantina again, and another three. This guy is remarkable. That is his fourth three. Fantina. Now, don't get me wrong, he's not afraid to shoot the ball. He's hitting half of his shots, but that's still going to amount to a lot of points. Here's the Ravens for three. It will bounce off the rim three times and ricochet in. And a three-point shot for Deguin Sullivan, his first points of the game. It is 29-23, and we go inside 4 minutes to play in the first half. The CMU spinning shot is going to miss. Ravens are going to rebound it down, flying up court with a basketball. There's going to be Bryson. LaRue goes left side. The set shot for three. Vanderwood is in. Couple of three-pointers for Jack, 29-26. And again, as quickly as that, the Ravens are back to within a possession. Three and a half to go before the break. Out on top is going to be Hemi. Over to the left side, dropping a shoulder, pushing up against Finse. The shot goes up from the outside. No. Rebound, Benedictine. Sullivan will come into the forecourt, kicks it over to the right side. Preston. Reynolds and Sullivan in the middle again. Finse. Preston and BC moving the ball really nicely right here. Shot clock at a dozen, 3 minutes left in the half. And then, as I say that, it's going to be lost. But BC saves it, deep in the corner, three-pointer, good! Preston! 4 points for Reynolds, and we're tied, and we're getting a CMU timeout. Benedictine is on a 9-0 run as we go to the break. 2:52 to play in the half. Benedictine 29, Central Methodist 29.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Going to put the ball in play as we return to action here in Puckett Fieldhouse, Fayette, Missouri. Here we are, late November, And not really that late, 20th of November, so it's not like super late November in Benedictine. Here on the road for basketball tonight, quick jump shot is going to be up and good. CMU back up by a pair at 31-29. Inside 2.5. Turnaround shot off the rim, no. Rebound underneath, Hilgendorf, and fouled. Reaching in, trying to slap the ball out of his hand. Kai Jordan makes a mistake and collects his second foul tonight. So that shot a minute ago by Destin Jenkins. That was his first two of the night. Here's a baseline shot. Three! It's up and good. Daglin Sullivan has hit a couple of three-point shots, and Benedictine has taken the lead. It is 32-31, Ravens by one. Just over 2 minutes left in the first half. Baseline left. Air ball. Rebound. Reynolds. Preston's going to bring it up the floor himself. Attack the lane. Dumps it over to the right side. The defense collapses on him. The quick running shot is going to be up. Rolls in and out. No good. CMU's going to clear down the board. Here comes Hemi. Dumps it over to the left side to Choya. Choya dumps it back off on top. Now the ball. Slap free. Stolen. BC back the other way. Ravens to the right side. LaRue. Starts to the top, brings it back into the middle, feeds underneath the runner, Hilgendorf from the layup. The big guy goes to the rack, and the Ravens are up now 34-31 with a minute 28 to go. First half, BC by three. Ravens have really, really shown a lot of character, a lot of determination in this game. They got down a little bit early. Here's a big move inside, and the driving layup is up by probably the biggest guy in the house right now, Bol Tong. Bol gets his first point of the game, and BC's going to take a timeout. Taking a break with the Ravens. Joseph, we're down to the last 65 seconds in the half. Benedictine 34, CMU 33.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
With you here in Fayette, we talked about Bol Tong, and I claimed he was the biggest guy here. Well, certainly he's the tallest at 6'9", but in the media information, they only have him listed at 215, and I find that 40 pounds too light. He is a bigger guy than that, more broad. And the Ravens on the inbound, a cutter to the baseline, and the layup is good. Bryson LaRue. In the last minute of the first half, where you've got college hoops on KAIRFM Horton Atchison. Bowl. Between the circles, they'll try a little entry pass to Jenkins, and the Ravens are going to steal it away. The big guy's surrounded by a couple of little guys. It's like a bomber escorted by a pair of fighters. They were just too fast for him. And BC with the basketball, 23-22, now 20 seconds to go in the half. The shot clock is 8. So 2 seconds separate them. Now Benedictine holding it up on top, slowing it down. Deglin Sullivan. He's his left. Comes out on top. LaRue cuts into the lane. Jumps it over to the right side. Hilgendorf in traffic. Pulls up with zero on the shot clock. And are they going to call it a violation? They are. It's going to be a shot clock violation. So with 1.9... And I think the officials are getting together, I think, establishing A, that 1.9 is accurate, and B, the point of inbound, which will be deep in the backcourt. So Central Methodist has got to go a long way. They'll bring it in. The desperation shot hits the backboard and nearly goes in from a 7.5 beyond midcourt, but it does not. And halftime has come to Fayette, Missouri. We'll return to summarize it for you as they head for the break. It's Benedictine 36, Central Methodist 33.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. You could also just enjoy it atop a queso fried chicken taco like a civilized human. Or quench your Hatch chili cravings with a cheesy queso boss burrito or queso super nachos. Our whole menu is waiting to be dipped and dunked. So even though our creamy three cheese queso is so good you could drink it, forget it. The ultimate queso takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes. 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Well, here we are in Fayette, Missouri on a Wednesday night in November. And the Benedictine Ravens have come from behind this, in fact, stormed from behind. We're 6:40 to go in the half. They were down 8 points. Have since taken a lead and go into the locker room at halftime, up 36-33, and there are many similarities between the way these two teams have played. First of all, let's talk about the scoring in this game, as CMU is led by Mario Fantina. Mario comes in off the bench, right? I'm going to tell you, sporting that number 8, there's only one thing he's out there to do, and that is to shoot, and he does it, and he likes to do it, and he does it well. He ends up 4 of 6, 3-point shooting for 12 points. 11 points in the first half. Two double-digit scores for Central Methodist. His Destin Jenkins was 4 out of 5, including 3 of 3 three-point shots. So he's got 11. Marcus Anthony with 8, and the other two belong to Bol Tong. For Benedictine, Bryson LaRue paces the way. And not by a little, but by a lot. Bryson having just a splendid first half here tonight for Benedictine. 17 first-half points for LaRue. It drops kind of dramatically then to Jack Vanderwood with a half a dozen, and Preston Reynolds, who shot very little tonight but has not missed a shot. He's got 5. Hagen Hilgendorf with 4, 3 for Declan Sullivan, and Jared Lee contributing the other point for the Ravens as they go into the locker room. Comparing these two teams overall, they've been very, very similar in the first half. Ravens 12 of 26, Central Methodist 12 of 28. 3-point shooting, the Ravens 7-12, Central Methodist 7-16, free throws. Here's your difference, 5 of 7 for the Ravens, 2 of 2. Central Methodist is perfect, but Benedictine has just not been fouling in that first half. CMU's gotten fewer shots, and the Ravens' 3-point lead is 3 points from the free throw line. Total rebounds are nearly the same at 16 and 14, defensive rebounds at 12 and 10, I mean, you can go on and on about the similarities between these two teams. Second half is going to be outstanding. And we ask you to stick around with us, and we're going to be bringing it to you. But right now, it's halftime, and the team's in the locker room. We'll return to bring in the second half live. Intermission score in Fayette, Missouri. Benedictine 36, Central Methodist 33. In fact, we go to Joseph Benedictine Sports Studio, where he's put together for you an incredible halftime.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the Pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high-quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7, where we're bringing you Benedictine Ravens basketball action. We'll return to the men's game in just a moment. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule coming up tomorrow, of course, we've got Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Then coming up on Saturday, we'll have college basketball again as the BC men and women will be on the road. The women's game has got a high noon tip. The men will take to the court right around 2 p.m. Friday night, although we do not have high school football over here on CARE, on KNZA, there'll be Council Grove at Nemaha Central. On KMZA, there'll be Frankfort at Axtell. And on our sister station, KOZA, we'll have Rossville at Centralia. You can, of course, go to our free website, mscsports.net, and click the Listen Live tab and listen to those games regardless of where you are around the world. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at the scores as I have them.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
It's that time of year again. Cooler weather, holiday lights, family gatherings, and the delicious food. But for some of us, that means heartburn and acid reflux. Occasional heartburn is normal, but if it's happening more than two or three times a week, it might be something more serious, like GERD. The good news? Amberwell Surgical Care can help you find lasting relief, not just treat the symptoms with medication. This season, enjoy the holidays without the burn. Call Amberwell Surgical Care at 913-367-6682 or visit amberwellhealth.org to learn more about surgical treatment options for GERD.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference in women's basketball, we have the finals to report for tonight's games. Culver Stockton beat Graceland 66-61. Park had a great night over Baker with a final score of Park 65 to Baker's 51. Missouri Valley beat William Penn 74-63. Mid-America Nazarene had a great night over Peru State with a 90-51 victory. And in the Benedictine game that you listen to right here at Hot Country 93.7, I'm proud to report that the Lady Ravens had a 98-64 Central Methodist victory. In men's basketball, refreshing the screens here so it might just take a second. At halftime, it is Mid-America Nazarene 35 points to Peru State's 34. William Penn is trailing Missouri Valley with 4 minutes and 39 seconds left to go in the half, 33-30. At the end of the first half in the Graceland-Culver-Stockton game, it's Graceland 23 to Culver-Stockton's 19. Park is leading Baker with 5 minutes and 17 seconds left in the half at 31-23. And right now, Benedictine has got a 3-point lead over Central Methodist, 36-33. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. You could also just enjoy it atop a queso fried chicken taco like a civilized human. Or quench your hatch chili cravings with a cheesy queso boss burrito or queso super nachos. Our whole menu is waiting to be dipped and dunked. So even though our creamy three cheese queso is so good you could drink it, forget it. The Ultimate Queso Takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 29 tonight under clear skies. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 44 tomorrow. Bright sunshine expected. Lows dip down to about 24 tomorrow night. Clear skies. Daytime highs approaching 47 Friday under mainly clear skies. 55 Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
For Hot Country 93.7, this is Joseph Kerr with you. It's 43 degrees in downtown Atchison with clear condition. It feels like 36 out there. Winds, which had a high of gusts up to 43 miles per hour earlier this afternoon, have settled down dramatically and now we're at 12 miles per hour out of the west. Relative humidity 38%, the dew point 19 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure, it's on the rise at 30.06 inches of mercury. We'll be back to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. You could also just enjoy it atop a queso fried chicken taco like a civilized human. Or quench your hatch chili cravings with a cheesy queso boss burrito or queso super nachos. Our whole menu is waiting to be dipped and dunked. So even though our creamy free cheese queso is so good you could drink it, forget it. The Ultimate Queso Takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
With you here in Fayette, Missouri. Welcome back. Second half of the men's game getting set to come your way very shortly here on Care Radio. A game in which Benedictine is in front on the road tonight at half 36-33. Joseph producing and engineering news and weathering at 43 mile an hour wind this afternoon. I knew it was howling as I was coming over here today. That is incredible. Anyhow, Joseph, thank you for taking care of us all. Tom Kautz with you here courtside. The ladies' game, as we talked about earlier, resounding. Benedictine win on the road tonight, 98-64. Other games going on around the Heart of America Athletic Conference on the ladies' side tonight. Park defeated Baker, 65-51. It was Culver Stockton at home with a win over Graceland, 66-61. And Missouri Valley continues to be undefeated as they defeat William Penn 74-63 this evening. Rounding it out, no problem for Mid-America. They go to Peru, Nebraska tonight, winning it 90-51. So there you have it, kind of around the conference look at how things have gone on in the ladies' side of things. from the games earlier tonight. Right here, though, the Benedictine men have done a resounding, just a remarkable, outstanding job of coming from behind in this game, finding themselves trailing by as many as eight with still only 6:40 to go in the half. And then they got on a run, kind of found the range a little bit. Things kind of clicked for them. We did get to see the return of Gino Corridori. He's out on the floor for a little while. Again, he is in limited time tonight as they slowly get him back out on the court. And here we go to begin the second half. And the Ravens are going to switch it up a little bit to begin the second half. Benedictine is going to go with Preston Reynolds and Jack Vanderwood, Bryson LaRue, Hagen Hilgendorf, and Declan Sullivan. Here we go. BC put in the ball in play. We're underway in the second half. Baseline, turnaround, Hagen, no. Rebound, CMU. Eagles down the floor with it. It's going to be Kai Jordan. Original starting five out there for head coach Matt Sherman with Destin Jenkins and Marcus Anthony, Kai Jordan, Bull Tong, and Brandon Joya. CMU with the ball in the first possession of the second half. Going into the lane, little backhand layup is going to be up and good. That was a beautiful play by Kai Jordan. Jordan scoring his first point of the game right there. And trims a Benedictine lead to one. It's 36-35. A minute already gone in the second half. Baseline runner will not go in, but really good job by Bryson LaRue drawing that foul. Couldn't get to go in. Like I said, it rolled right across the rim, but he'll come to the line for a couple of free throws as Marcus Anthony will collect his first foul of the game and the first second half foul for CMU. Shot, it's up and in. One more free throw coming up for Bryson, who is now 3 of 4 at the free throw line. And that was his 15th point. This one is not going to go in. So it is 37-35. Ravens by a pair. 18:50 to go in the ballgame. Eagles, they're running a little motion now. How about that? Now, trying down the left side of the lane. The Ravens defense falls off, and an undefended Marcus Anthony goes into double-figure scoring. That was his 10th of the night, and the game is tied at 37. 18.5 to go. Benedictine going right to left. The feet in the middle of Hilgendorf, who is intimidated by a couple of defenders in front of him, tries to passes up the shot, tries to kick it out on top. And the Ravens are going to turn it over. And then on the other end, a great job by Bryson LaRue getting down the floor, getting himself planted and drawing the offensive foul. It'll be foul number two tonight for Bull Tong. Again, the big guy, 6'9". You got all that going down the floor. It's hard to get a stop quickly. And Bryson much speedier. Here comes BC. Hilgendorf for the basketball. Gets it to Sullivan. Deglin down the left side. Over to Jack. Vanderwood knocks down the three. The third three-pointer of the night for Jack Vanderwood. 40-37 Benedictine. 17:50 to go. CMU working in front of their bench. And third season head coach Matt Sherman. Straight away from the top for three. It's up and good. Marcus Anthony has 13 points and ties this up again now at 40. Left side, LaRue for three. Boom! Another one! The teams right now, just like those prize fighters, they're nose to nose, just trading punches. Bryson LaRue, 18 points. 43-40, Benedictine. Seventeen left. Here's a pass down to the right side, and as Benedictine tries to get in front of Bull Tong, they're not there in time, and it's going to be the first foul of the game for Declan Sullivan. So Sullivan picking up a foul. Here we go. Baseline turnaround shot going to be short. Getting his own rebound, taking it away from Hilgendorf. following it up and in is going to be Destin Jenkins. Jenkins with 13. And the Ravens lead whittled to one at 43-42. Preston has it out on top. Ezra. Hilgendorf back in the lane again. Can't get a shot away. By Goffa. Goes left. Has the ball slapped out of his hands. Here comes CMU. Down the floor with it. Looking to retake the lead. 16:25 to go. Benedictine by a single point, and Bull cannot get the handle on the ball, and it's going to bound away from him and go out of play. Ravens are going to get it back from deep in the backcourt. It's 43-42, Benedictine. And is that Gino? Yeah. So Corridori will return to the game for the Ravens. And he's going to be in, take out Hilgendorf. Corridori, LaRue, Vanderwood, Reynolds, and Vigapa. Here's driving in. Head fake, and a shot. Preston lays it up and in around the big man. BC back up again by 3, 45-42. Ravens staying with a little player defense. Here's the thing with Gino. Plays pretty good defense, and he is maybe even closer to the size, not necessarily the height, but the size, the width and the bulk of the big guy. But wow, what a 3-point shot by Bolt Hong. Who knew that big guy could put it up like that? He ties the game at 45. 15 and a half to go in the game. Three for Preston. There it is for the Ravens. And again, the team's trading 3-point shots. Reynolds is at 9 points now. And it's 48-45 at the 15-15 mark. Baseline three on the other end. That one is going to be short. Rebounding it down is Corridori. Ravens are going to run. Vigapa into the forecourt quickly. CMU did a nice job of getting back down the floor. Defensively, stopped that fast break of transition. A little left-hand hook shot off the mark for Corridori. Back up with it will come CMU. Jumper ties the game from the right side. 3-point shot by Marcus Anthony. He had 8 in the first half. He's already got 8 in the second half. 14 and a half to go. 48-48. Benedictine with the ball over in the corner. Little skip pass right. Corridori triple teamed. Has to push it back out on top to LaRue. Here's Vanderwood falling away. The shot is up. No. And no foul called. Jack went to the floor. Thought maybe he was fouled, but nothing called. And as he comes down the court, good defense for the Ravens. Forces a travel and a turnover. Brandon Toysha loses the handle on the ball. And with that timeout, we're going to get the media break. Coming at 14:10 to go. We're in the second half here in Fayette, Missouri. Time out of the floor, Benedictine 48, CMU 48.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Well, with the official timeout, welcome back, everybody. 14-10 to go in the ballgame. Benedictine and Central Methodist, 48-48. You look at this, and there are always two sides to the coin, right? One of these teams is going to come away very, very pleased that they have a hard-fought win here tonight. One of these teams is going to come away very disappointed because they're going to know that they fought tooth and nail and were right there but did not win the game. Don't you have a vibe that this is going to be a 5 or fewer point difference when it's all over. Largest lead of the ball game for Central Methodist has been 8. Back at 6:40 to play in the opening half. And the biggest lead for Benedictine has been 3. They've had a 3-point lead 3 or 4 times now. But here we go. Back to play. Ravens will put it in bounds end. They brought Larry Parker into the game. Ball comes out on top. No room. Back out to Gino. Over to the right side to Larry. Shot clock to 10. Driving into the lane. Oh, what a beautiful move. And a driving layup off the left side of the lane is going to be up and good. The bucket by Bryson LaRue. 50-48 Ravens. And Bryson, what, you got 15, 8, 20 now. 20 points for Bryson LaRue. Left side, falling away. Turnaround shot is up and no good. Benedictine will rebound it back down. Outlet over to the left side. Bryson, 3 defenders around him, can't get a shot away. Brings it back off on top. Parker passes up the 3. Over to the left. Benson will be taken and won't go down for Deglin Sullivan. Rebounding it and going the other way is going to be CMU. Ravens up a pair, 50-48. 3, left side, up, off the mark, no good. Sullivan coming down with a rebound, and he's going to push it up the floor. Deglin races up court, but again, very swiftly, the CMU defense gets back down. Sullivan to the baseline, puts it up from the left side, and scores it. Deglin Sullivan, 5 points, and he has given the Ravens their largest lead, 52-48. 12:40 to go. Going to push pass over to the left side. The ball is lost for a moment, and then reaching in to try to control the ball and steal it away. Bryson LaRue is going to be whistled for what will be his first foul of the game. Benedictine will have team foul 2 of the second half. And a long way to go in this one, 12 and a half to play. Gino back out of the game and returning for Coach Moody. It's going to be Hilgendorf. Couple of big guys out there, Hilgendorf and Corridori, falling away shot from the wing is going to be up and good for Destin Jenkins. He's at 15, and it's 52-50. Corridori is 6'8 senior, and Hilgendorf is 6'9 senior. So both of those guys bring a lot of size. Corridori is a bigger-bodied guy. 12 minutes left in the game. Here's Harrison Kissling to Parker in traffic. Puts up kind of a desperate shot that's pretty well off the mark and easily rebounded down by CMU. Eagles back up court with it. The running 3 for the big man. No! The fans are getting a little excited. They just seen Bolt Hong hit a 3 a minute or 2 ago. Thought he was going to knock that one down. He did not, and the Ravens back up the floor. Going in the middle, Deglin Sullivan, the crossover layup, misses. Rebound, Eagles. 11.5 to go in the ball game. Benedict can buy a pair. All the way to the other end of the floor, the shot goes up. No good, but a Raven foul on Sullivan, the freshman from South Bend, Indiana, out of Marion High School. So Deglin Sullivan will have his second foul, both of which have occurred in the second half. And Ravens are going to bring Vanderwood back into the game and give some rest to Bryson LaRue. Eagles putting it back in play. CMU going from left to right in the second half, working offensively in front of their bench. Here's a falling away 3 that's going to be off the mark and uncontested. Rebound, another 3 taken and missed. This time the board swept away by Benedictine and Sullivan into the forecourt with it. 11 minutes to play. Benedictine with a basketball up 52-50. Sullivan feeds across underneath, and the layup is going to be up and good, Hilgendorf. Sullivan with a beautiful assist. Hilgendorf with 2. Ravens going 54-50. Hook pass over to the left side, deep in the corner from behind the rim, and the 3 is up and good. Destin Jenkins. What a game he's having. 11 in the first half and 7 more in the second. And the Ravens lead trimmed to 1. 54-53. Here's Hilgendorf in the lane. In trouble. Pushes it off on top. Harrison Kissling passing up the shot, goes in, falls away from 14, knocks it down. Oh, it was a pretty shot for his first points of the game by Harrison Kinsling. Harrison out of Olathe West. And BC back up by three. And we are 10 minutes to play. Hawksman moving briskly. Big guy, Bull Tong, looked like he traveled. And then as he drives into the middle, he's going to draw the foul. What that will do will, A, bring us to the media break, and then B, have us return to free throws being shot. So that said, we got a timeout on the floor. 9:54 to play in this men's college basketball game. Ravens on the road. They lead Central Methodist 56-53.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Tonight, being entertained by a really, really good basketball game. It is a one-possession game. It has been a one-possession game, gosh, since, 5 minutes to go in the half. Largest lead of the game belonged to CMU as they were up 8. And Benedictine's largest lead has been 4. But the Ravens have led for the majority of the, certainly the entirety of the second half. And for the last maybe 6 minutes or so, 5.5 minutes of the first half. Eagles with a basketball, and here we go. Baseline, it's three. Short. Rebound, Ravens. Taking it down is going to be Harrison Kinsling and BC. Up forward with a basketball with a three-point lead, a chance for their largest lead of the game. Kinsling over to the left side. Deglin Sullivan drives down toward the baseline, pulls up his dribble, goes Kinsling again up top. 9:20 to play. Ravens, little head fake shot is blocked. You're just not going to get that shot off over Bull Tong. And on the other end, the fast break layup is going to be up and good. And for Mario Fontana, his first points of the second half and his first two of the ballgame, and he's got 14. Benedictine again by only one at 56-55. 9 minutes left in the game. And as he drives into the lane, bouncing the ball off his foot, Declan Sullivan will turn it over. Huge opportunity for CMU, who has not led in this game since, since they were up 31-29. Since then, the Ravens have led throughout with a not ever a big lead, never a lead over four. Eagles back down with an 8:50 to play. Handling the ball up top side. Kai Jordan. And now it's going to be mishandled on top. A headlong dive. A big collision out at midcourt. And it's going to be Vanderwood. He had made a decision and was all in. Diving headlong for the basketball that was on the ground. CMU player was able to dive and gather it in first. So the foul is going to be on Jack. It'll be Benedictine. Team foul 5. Free throws could certainly be a part of this game. The ball batted away for a moment, but is saved nicely by Destin Jenkins. Shot clock's at a dozen, and we get a foul off the ball. Blocking foul. That is Benedictine's 16th foul, and Bryson LaRue will have his second. 20 back of the shot clock for the Eagles. 8.5 to go in the ball game. Ravens by one. Pass over to the right side, cutting into the lane, off the block, shot is up, off the window, and it rolls in. Central Methodist back in front on a Kevin James bucket. We haven't even seen Kevin tonight. James is a 6'4 sophomore from Ohio Dominican University. And again, one of the many new players, many, many new players here at CMU this year. 8 minutes to go in the game. Ravens trailing it 57-56. Top side with the basketball. Looking into the middle is going to be Kissling. Nursing jumps it over. Hilgendorf underneath. Shot blocked out of his hand and going to go out of bounds. That's a huge break for Benedictine. Thomas Suwulu. Oh, wait, are they going to send it back the other way? I thought the official immediately pointed that it's Raymond's ball, but no, they're going to say it belongs, in fact, to CMU. So for Central Methodist, this is a big deal. They not only have a one-point lead, but now they got the basketball, 7:40 to go. Ty Jordan kicks it over to the right side. Jenkins goes in, drops his shoulder. There's plenty of collision, lots of contact. Jordan is over talking to the official, kind of wagging a finger at him, and a foul is going to be on Hilgendorf. So Hagen will pick up his second foul. And as it'll be Benedictine team foul 7, CMU coming to the line for the 1+. Sound of an old guy. I like the 1-1. Jenkins does not have a free throw shot tonight, and his first one here will rattle in. In spite of having not taken any free throws tonight, he's having a big night. That was his 19th point. And that one is short. Hilgendorf will rebound it down. It is 58-56. 3-point shot, wide left. Rebound, Eagles. So the 3-point shot by Bryson LaRue was clearly wide to the left side. Here's a running shot, high off the window and missing. Hilgendorf pours it down. Here comes Benedictine. It's Harrison Kissling. Goes coast to coast, drives, shoots, gets it, Kissling for 2. 4 points tonight for Harrison. And we have another timeout, and we have another tie game. 7 minutes exactly on the scoreboard clock. What a finish we've got in store. The score, Benedictine 58, Central Methodist 58.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Sports Look coming your way tomorrow night on CAN Radio right after that. Brian Hagan. 5 o'clock news report. So approximately 5:15, 5:20 tomorrow. Join Gus and me. Sports Look. We will tell you about things and stuff and get you insight into what's going on in and around the care listing area. High school, college, sports, and more. 7 minutes to play in the ball game. Just can't be any more exciting than this one has been coming out of the timeout. The Ravens are going to make a couple of lineup changes and bring in Preston Reynolds, Harrison Kissling, Jack Vanderwood, Bryson LaRue, and Gino Corridori back in. In his first PT of the season, Gino has had a little time out there. He has not scored yet tonight. Again, trying to get those game legs beneath him. The rest of his team has had, you know, 5 games already under their belt. Central Methodist for the basketball, 646, 45, 44, running along in the shot clock at 13. Skip pass over to the right side to Kevin James, and he will put a shot up and hit it for 3. Kevin James has hit 2 3-point shots. We didn't even see him on the floor early in the game. Didn't see him at all in the first half. BC out on top, Corridori. CMU in front, 61-58. Vanderwood down the right side, behind the back pass. Underneath, LaRue trying to back in, kicks it out. Gino, head fakes, thinking about the 3, doesn't come off on top. Shot clock got reset because we got a foul. The foul is going to be on Central Methodist, and Sewulu, his second. Ravens will bring it in. Topside again, LaRue. BC doesn't need the three here, but they're going to take the three, and it will not go in. Eagles rebound it down. Central Methodist in front 61-58. So Eagles up three, and now with a basketball inside six. Back and in, twisting, turning, shooting, missing, rebound, Corridori. Here comes Reynolds to the left side of the roof, into the corner. Ravens push it up on top. Gino straight away, three, short. And rebound, CMU. Eagles have brought in their shooters now because they've also got Mario Fantina in the game. And here's a driving shot by an undefended Kai Jordan. Nobody stepped in front of him, and he had an easy time of it. And now Benedictine trying to get down the floor too quickly and will throw the ball away into a corner where there was no one. So Central Methodist has taken a five-point lead at 63-58. And they have taken control of the basketball, walking it back up the floor. This thing has turned very quickly. CMU with it. Off the screen. One hand push pass in the corner. There's Fantana. Another three. This guy has been absolutely phenomenal tonight. Fantina just not missing. Ravens in some trouble now. Baseline, Vanderbilt, three shot, well short. Rebound, CMU. Ravens were great for the first, 35 minutes, and now Central Methodist is giving a little distance, and here's a driving hook shot that's going to be up and good. And again, that's the bench play of Kevin James, picking up his 8 points here in the fourth quarter. Coach Moody on his feet trying to tell his team to slow down, calm down, collect themselves. Suddenly, Benedictine is down 10. 68-58. CMU on a 10-0 run in the lane, twisting, turning, and the layup is going to be good. Off the left hand for Preston Reynolds. 68-60. Kai Jordan. Fantina. Jenkins. Now they're just working the outside. CMU looking for the good shot. They've got it underneath, and it's missed. Rebound, Hilgendorf. Gets it over to Preston, and Reynolds will take it on the left side. Inside 4 minutes to go in the ball game. Benedictine, plenty of time, but cannot waste a possession. And Hilgendorf tries to back in, dribbling the ball, and his ball handling skills elude him. It just bounced away, goes out of bounds, and the Ravens are going to give it away. We've got a timeout at 3:49 left in the game. Central Methodist with the lead and the momentum. It's the Eagles 68 and the Ravens 60.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Huntley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Huntley Liquor.
Minutes and 49 seconds remain to be played to this guy's game tonight. Benedictine, whose Lady Ravens won handily in game one, hoping to get on that bus to take a sweep home. But now they're going to have to come from behind. Down a moment ago by 10. Trying to get now by 8. Tom Counts with you courtside. Joseph in the K Radio Sports Studios. And Saturday afternoon, we're going to be right back with these Ravens. And you can come up and watch them. And you can listen to them all at the same time. Bring that little transistor radio. You know the one. Use that little square 9-volt battery. The one that you got in the drawer. You know, the utility drawer, the junk drawer. Get that thing out. Get that earbud in. Or you can just use, just pair your earbuds up to your phone and listen to it on our free stream on MSC radio app. Anyway, that said, Ravens are going to be home Saturday. Join us and them. Ladies at 12, guys at 2. Here's a shot up underneath, and it's going to be up and good. Trulu gets the bucket. It'll be his first points of the game. And Central Methodist has had a handful of guys now jump up in the second half. guys who did nothing or did not even appear in the game in the first half. And they've come up big. Falling away, shot from the right side, rattles around, and it's good for Declan Sullivan. He's got seven. It's 70-62. 3:05 to go. Back over to the right side. Mario Fantina. And the Ravens have come up with a steal. BC back up the floor. Only down eight with 2:45 to go. And just cannot waste a possession like that. The driving layup is going to miss by Sullivan, who looks very frustrated. But again, got to have that focus and concentration. These are huge shots that you cannot afford to let go away. 2.5 to play in the game. Clock becoming a friend of the Eagles right now. Central Methodist wisely being patient, but Fantina won't be. He put up a three-point shot. It is an air ball. He's been fantastic tonight, hitting 5 of 8 three-point shots, but that one was 5 to 8 feet short of the rim. I don't know what happened to it. Had to have just fallen off his hands. Benedictson coming up over to basketball. 2:15 to go. 70-62, Eagles out front. Preston Reynolds works right, comes back out between the circles to Bryson. LaRue starts left, goes in with a shot, left-handed shot, no good, but Bryson is going to be swatted to the floor and will come to the free throw line. Foul is going to be on Thomas Swulu. I've got him for three. I'm thinking Thomas is a big cat, 6'8". They've got him at 235 out of Oklahoma Baptist. Another guy from London, England. Got a couple of London residents on this team. Free throws in. So Bryce LaRue continues to roll up points. Central Methodist is going to make and I'm guessing this is maybe a defensive substitution by putting Bol Tong back into the game, because Bol has only 5 points tonight. 2 in the first half, 3 in the second. Second free throw is good for LaRue, making it 70-64. So it's a two-possession game with 1:59 to go. Tong will have it up top side. Way up high, Kai Jordan. They'll feed underneath for Bol, and it's out of his reach. It's going to go out of bounds. And Bol Tong is complaining to the official that he got pushed in the back. The official said, I didn't see anything like that, and the Ravens are going to come up court with it. So for Benedictson, there's certainly a shot here with 1:40 to go in the game, trailing by 2 possessions. BC coming into the forecourt. Over to the left side with it is going to be Declan Sullivan out on top. Bryson, LaRue drives in through 2 defenders, goes back door, kicks over left to 3. It's good by the big guy, Hilgendorf, and BC is within a possession. It's 70-67 with 1:20 to go. CMU taking a timeout. This is a good timeout for Coach Sherman, because his team has seen a 10-point lead evaporate to a 1-possession lead. And they're going to talk about it for Benedictine. It's a very timely break. They can plot their course. We've got 1:16 to go in the game. Stick around. It's Central Methodist 70, Benedictine 67.
It's that time of year again. Cooler weather, holiday lights, family gatherings, and the delicious food. But for some of us, that means heartburn and acid reflux. Occasional heartburn is normal, but if it's happening more than 2 or 3 times a week, it might be something more serious, like GERD. The good news? Amberwell Surgical Care can help you find lasting relief, not just treat the symptoms with medication. This season, enjoy the holidays without the burn. Call Amberwell Surgical Care at 913-367-6682 or visit amberwellhealth.org to learn more about surgical treatment options for GERD.
Timeout, CMU putting the ball in play, and here we go with 1:15, 14, 13 to play. Shot clock's at 19. Eagles leading only by 3. They'll take it to the right side. Shot clock's at 10. Way out top side. It's going to be Jenkins. Shot clock's at 4. The ball gets away. It's loose on the floor. Saved in the corner. The 3-point shot's an air ball. It's on the floor, and they're going to say it's a shot clock violation. The air ball was off the mark, and the Ravens are going to be putting it back in. Coach Moody making an offense-defense switch. Putting back into the game, Jack Vanderwood. It'll be put in play by Reynolds. It'll be brought up the floor by LaRue. Got Vanderwood out there. You've got Sullivan out there, and you've got Hilgendorf out there. And before the ball can be put in play, we're going to get another timeout taken. Joseph, we're going to hang on to it right here as we're in the final minute of the ball game. 50 seconds to play. Benedictine is going to be coming into the backcourt with it, trailing by three. Who do you look at? Do you look at Bryson LaRue? He leads your team 25 points. Do you look at Preston Reynolds? Hasn't missed a shot tonight. He's 4-4, including 2-2 from the outside. Vanderwood has 9. Hilgendorf has 9. Do you think about a three-point shot? See, these are the things that coaches have got to be worried about. Do you think about going for a three-point shot here? Or with 50 seconds left, you know that if you get a quick two and you defend, you can get the ball back, because you will get the ball back. Ravens right now as a team, 47% from the floor. Central Methodist is 49%. Three-point range, 11. Ravens are 11 of 22. Central Methodist is 13 of 29. Free throws. This has kept Benedictine in the game. 8 of 11. Central Methodist is 3 of 4. But now you say free throws, you must understand CMU is in the bonus as Benedictine has committed 7 team fouls in the second half. CMU has committed only 4, so the Ravens would not be coming to the free throw line for the 1-and-1 yet. So here we go. Benedictine, Reynolds, Vanderwood, LaRue, Hilgendorf, Sullivan. Sullivan hands it up top side, kicks it over on the right, LaRue. The defense has come way out, and they are doubling up on the basketball, driving in, twisting, turning. LaRue falls down, puts a shot up, gets fouled. It won't go in, but he's coming to the line. That ball bounced off the rim 2 times and could have rolled over it, but did not. So it falls out. And coming to the free throw line is going to be Bryson LaRue. Crucial fact, 37 seconds to go in the game. The shot clock is at 30, so Benedictine, in theory, should get another touch of the ball. But first, free throws. The gym gets quiet. The shot is perfect. Bryson LaRue knocks down that first free throw. Makes it 70-68. And again, we're at 37 seconds to play. CMU is making an offense-defense switch here. They're taking out the big guy. Bolt Tong, the 6'9 guy, goes out. The end of the game comes little 6'2 Marcus Anthony, their starting point. So they're bringing in ball handler. Second free throw. Perfect. LaRue makes it a one-point game. 70-69 with 37 seconds left. Benedictine is going to press a little bit on the inbound, enough to make him dribble the ball, and in the fourth quarter it's going to go. With the, on the left side is going to be Destin Jenkins. Jenkins kicks it over to Kai Jordan. Jordan, the starting point guard. They're just burning some time down. And there is a timeout by Central Methodist. Coach Sherman taking a timeout. Joseph, we will take this one with 23 seconds left in the game and 16 on the shot clock. Eagles 70, Ravens 69.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
With you here at Puckett Fieldhouse on the Central Methodist University campus in Fayette, Missouri. 23 seconds to go in the game. 16 seconds remain on the shot clock. Central Methodist in control of the basketball, and they have a lead, but it's the slimmest of all leads. It's 70-69. Again, the Lady Ravens win their game in the opener tonight, it was not a game that was ever going to come down to the final moments and the final shot. This one is. And let's be real. If Central Methodist does, in fact, score two, the Ravens will still have time to get down the floor and hope for a three-point tying shot. There are a lot of moving parts going on right here. But first, it'll come in play by Kevin James in front of his team's bench. They'll bring it into the backcourt and across the timeline it comes. 18, 12 on the shot clock. Way up high is Kai Jordan. 7 on the shot clock. 6 on the shot clock. Big guy with 4 on the shot clock. Cuts right. Goes up with 2 on the shot clock and cans it. He'll hit it. Here comes Benedict. 5 seconds and Ravens are going to get a timeout. And let's see where they're going to be putting it in play. Here's what is going to happen with this. That bucket, as they again switched out and went to an offense-defense switch, and Coach Sherman used that timeout to get Tung Ball back into the game, the big guy. So he came in. Then he hits that two-point shot, so they decide they're going to go for two. They're going to get a pretty likely shot to take the game to 3 points. So Bol Tong, now 5.5 and 7 points in the game tonight, but he has just put CMU in front, 72-69. Benedict puts the ball in play and calls the timeout. And we've got, let's see where they're going to put it in play. I suspect that having gotten it in play, the ball will be inbounded from midcourt. 5.6 seconds left. And the Ravens are down 3. So they got to get a 3. So now who are you looking at here tonight? Well, they got some guys who can shoot the 3. They got guys who have shot it tonight. You got Bryson. He's 4 of 6. Preston is 2 of 2. Jack is 3 out of 7. Deglin is 1 of 3. Hagan's 1 of 2. All those guys are very good 3-point shooters. And I'm really curious to see what five, what configuration Coach Moody and Coach Peer are going to elect to go with. 5.6 seconds left. It is a one-possession game, 72-69. Great crowd. And they are, you can just feel the electricity in here. The whole crowd is pins and needles waiting to see how this thing is going to come out. And neither team has yet left. Are they having any review? Maybe that's what's going on. They are, I think, determining by going over to the replay. They're trying to determine where the ball will come in play. Now, the ladies' game, the call comes to midcourt. That's not this rule. All right, for Benedictine, it will be about 6 feet in the backcourt. It'll be put in play right in front of the score table, but just into the backcourt. On the floor for Benedictine, Reynolds, Vanderwood, LaRue, Hilgendorf, and Sullivan. It'll come in. Drive in a quick foul on top. So smart. CMU, who now commits only their 5th foul, lets the Ravens burn time down to 3.5. And that is only the 2nd foul by Kai Jordan. Doesn't matter. Ravens got to get it in and not get fouled off of 3. There's going to be the trick. Trying to look for LaRue. Comes out on top. Andrew, that's an NBA 3. Buried it! Holy cow! What a shot! 0.8! What a shot by Vanderwood! My goodness! He was 2.5, maybe 3 steps above the 3-point line, and the reason he had to take the shot from there was Central Methodist was using great strategy. There was no question that Coach Sherman told his guys, go up there and quickly foul. Make them inbound it again. Take another couple of seconds or second, at least, and a half off the clock. Do not allow Benedict in that shot. They did. And when he turned around, it was Jack Vanderwood, and he hit his 4th 3-point shot of the game. Now the officials are coming over to look at the replay again. And I can tell you what they're looking at. They're looking at the time. No question that this was a 3-point shot. I mean, it was so deep that there's no no inkling of a question about that, but they are going to be looking at the shot and at the clock and trying to determine how much time CMU is going to have to put this thing in play. 0.8 on the scoreboard clock as we look at it right now. 72-72. That was as well laid out an inbound as you could possibly hope for. And for Coach Moody, it'll be interesting to see who he also, you can see he's putting on the court, the defense group. You've got Larry Parker III back out there. You've got Deglin Sullivan out there. You got Hagen Hilgendorf on the floor, Preston Reynolds, and it's going to be Bryson. So those are going to be the finishing five coming out here. And the question is, the official comes over, they're going to 1.0. So put 0.2 of a second. Now, with 1 second, you're going to have to launch this thing mid-court and just shoot. 1 second is not enough time to dribble and square and shoot. So here we go. It'll be put in play. Oh, this gym full of people has gotten really quiet. Here we go. Hilgendorf is going to be on the inbound. Running to the baseline. It'll come in on the floor one time. Launched and it off the backboard. We're going overtime. Joseph, punch save. Your time clock, you're going to get extra loot tonight as we're going to be late. We're taking a timeout. It is overtime and we'll return here to Fayette, Missouri at the end of regulation. It's Benedictine 72, Central Methodist 72.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, on the air at 93.7 FM, online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6. And Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat, like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
I'll tell you what, if you like a little fun, if you like a little excitement, you got the right game here tonight. 72-72 as we are through regulation and moving into the overtime. Central Methodist and Benedictine, if all goes up, the tip is away. Team U's going to control it down. We're in OT. Destin Jenkins leading the way for the Eagles with 19. Mario Fantina, 17. And Marcus Anthony, 16 points. The three Eagle leading scorers. For Benedictine, Bryson LaRue, 27 tonight. Here's three for the big guy. Ball shot is up, no good. Rebound tipped around, and Benedictine is going to control it down. Here come the Ravens. First possession of OT. 72-72. Top side with the basketball is going to be Deglin Sullivan. Deglin will slide over to the right side. Kicks it out on top. Vanderwood back over to the left. LaRue wants to go into the middle. There's no room there. Comes back out on top to Deglin, into the corner to Jack. 10 on the shot clock. Vanderwood has the ball stripped out of his hands and it's going to be knocked away. Ravens will have it in at the baseline with 8 on the shot clock. Reynolds, Vanderwood, LaRue, Hilgendorf, Sullivan are the Benedictine 5. Central Methodist with Jenkins and Jordan, Tong, Fantina, and James. And the Ravens are going to turn it over at the baseline. So each team with an OT possession, neither team with an OT point. We are a minute in, 72-72, 4 minutes to go in overtime. Fantina with the basketball, over to the left, it'll go to Jenkins, way out on top to Bol Tong. Tong will take it on the in, Backing in, working on Preston, puts the shot up, no, gets his own board, stripped away by Preston Reynolds. Here comes Benedictine. Preston over to the left side. LaRue out on top. Hilgendorf drives in, pulls in, goes up, hits it. Blocking foul. It's a plus one for Hagen. It was a bang-bang play for Central Methodist. Kevin James, the little guy, he realized there was no way he was going to be able to stop Hagen, so he tried to get in front of him, push the arms down to his side, trying to stand in, hoping to draw the charge, but the official right on the spot makes the immediate bucket good blocking foul. It's a plus one. The foul, Kevin James, is immaterial. It is his first, and the Hilgendorf free throw is up and good. So Hagen will put the first points of overtime on the board, and Benedictine goes in front 75-72. 3:43 left in OT. CMU back up court with it. Now Benedictine is going to make a defensive switch and bring Larry Parker in. Cutting into the middle, CMU with a basketball, and that's going to be Jordan. Jordan works over to the left side. Now the shot, it's a three. Left side, it's up, it's good. 3-point shot falling away from the top, Justin Jenkins, and we're tied again. It's 75-75. 3:14 to go. BC out on top. Larry gets it between the circles. Bryson heads toward the baseline. Hilgendorf, Bryson. They got a mismatch there. Bryson, three, up, no, rebound, Central Methodist. The game is tied. See me with a basketball, 2:45 to go in overtime. Way back out, top side with it again is going to be Kai. Kai Jordan. His senior's been on this team. He's seen some big moments. This is one. That one's going to be stripped away. We're going to get a blocking foul off the ball. And that is going to be against Benedictine, and that's a big one as both teams are now in the one and one. And Central Methodist will be coming to the line. The foul is going to be chalked up against Preston Reynolds. Preston pleading innocence. I'll admit to you that I didn't see what was happening. I was watching the ball, and this was off the ball a little bit. It's coming to the line. It's going to be Jenkins. Destin Jenkins, free throw. Got it. He'll get the bonus. CMU back in front. Destin Jenkins, one of two, was one of two. Now is two of three at the free throw line tonight. Jim gets quiet. Free throw's good. So he'll hit them both. CMU goes back in front, 77-75, and Eagles have scored five unanswered. 2.5 to go in overtime. Sullivan over to the right side. Hilgendorf comes back out on top. Ravens again don't have to go for three. Turning by a pair. Sullivan with it. Shot clock at 7. Shot clock at 5. Out on top, Preston goes into the lane. Underhand shot. Misses. Tipped up. Missed. Rebound, CMU. Hilgendorf trying to slap it back up in instead of coming out with a rebound and resetting himself or resetting the ball. Trying to go up with one hand and bat it back up into the rim. And so it does not go in. And now the Eagles, with less than 2 minutes of play, have the ball, moving it by a pair. 1:48 left. Right in front of the CMU pitch. Central Methodist, Kai Jordan handles it. Goes back out on top, Bolt Tong. Tong over to Jenkins. 1:36, shot clock at 3, 2. Here's the desperation 3. Way short. Rebound is on the floor, and the Ravens are going to clear it down. Coming up with the basketball is going to be Bryson. LaRue down the floor. Vanderroot steps inside the ring, doesn't take the 3-point shot. Here's Bryson cutting in, gets his defender off of him, and he goes for it. Bryson LaRue has 29. It's 77-77 with 1:14 left. Back again, we find ourselves tied. Loser of this game is going to be heartbroken. CMU back around to the left and then back off on top. Bolt Tong, the 6'9 senior from Wayland Baptist. 55 seconds to play. Shot clock at 5 and at 4. Tong spins in. Loses the handle. Kicks it outside with 1 on the shot clock. Air ball. Ravens are going to get back on a shot clock violation. Central Methodist is just to burn down the time. Burn down the time. Run that thing down 5 in each OT possession before taking a shot. And Ravens have it with 47 seconds left. They'll get it across midcourt. And Tinkatillo feels that we're going to get a break as Benedictine's going to set up what may be their final possession of the night. 45 seconds to go in overtime. In Fayette, it's Benedictine 77 and Central Methodist 77.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. You could also just enjoy it atop a queso fried chicken taco like a civilized human. Or quench your Hatch chili cravings with a cheesy queso boss burrito or queso super nachos. Our whole menu is waiting to be dipped and dunked. So even though our creamy free cheese queso is so good you could drink it, forget it. The Ultimate Queso Takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Well, everybody that got a ticket here tonight has gotten their money's worth in then a little bit, and we're not even done yet. 45, to be precise, 45.6 seconds to play. 77 to 77. Ravens are being led in the game by Bryson LaRue with 29 points. Central Methodist led by Destin Jenkins with 24. And we've been talking all night about how similar the numbers are between these two teams. They continue to be. Ravens are 27 to 58. Central Methodist is 29 of 61. So they're hitting 46 or 47% apiece. From the outside, 12 of 24. 14 to 32. Ravens a little better from the outside and at the free throw line. Benedictine is, again, continuing to keep themselves in it. Hitting 11 to 14. Central Methodist has hit 5 of 6. Here we go. The ball will be put in play in front of the Raven bench by Hagen Hilgendorf. It'll go into the backcourt, be scooped up by Bryson LaRue. He'll bring it back across the timeline. To Vanderrude. Out on top, Hilgendorf over to Bryson. He will accelerate. Go to the right side of the lane. Coming out on top. It's batted away, and it's loose on the floor, and it's rolling around. And they're going to say it went out of bounds. The official says no, and Central Methodist has picked it up. Here come the Eagles with a half a minute to go. Attack in the back of the shot is going to go up. It's no good, and the rebound, and it doesn't matter. There's going to be a foul on the floor, and CMU will be coming to the line for a pair of shots. Central Methodist coming to the free throw line. Now the shot clock is off. 27 seconds to go in the game. Coming to the line, the Eagles, Kai Jordan. Kai's not a scorer. He has not had a free throw tonight. He's got 4 points in the game, a couple of buckets in the second half. This free throw is perfect. And he hits a big one that will give his team a one-point lead. And for the Ravens, no shot clock. What do you do? You're going to be down by one. The rebound pulled down by the Ravens. The free throw misses. So BC does not have to go for three. They can go for a two to win this. They're going to bring it out on top. It is now 78-77 Central Methodist. And the Ravens are going to burn the time down. Up top side with it is going to be LaRue. He'll work his way to the right side off the screen by Hilgendorf. 8 seconds, 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Here's Bryson. Pulls up from 18. Missed it. Followed. It's up and in by Preston with 2.5. And we're going to get another timeout. Let's hold on to it here, Joseph. The Ravens shot went up, and it did not go in for LaRue. But on the right side of the rim, there for the rebound and the putback, Preston Reynolds. Preston with 14 points tonight. And Benedictine with 2.5 seconds left in overtime is taking a lead at 79-78. 0.5 on the scoreboard clock. And now for Central Methodist, they can get down the floor. They've got shooters. The Ravens are going to really want to be all on top of somebody. But you know what you can do? Cannot foul somebody. Can't let them set some kind of a screen or pick play and initiate some kind of a contact and put someone at the free throw line. And now during this timeout, the officiating crew again is back over looking at the review and are going to ascertain how much time goes on the scoreboard clock. And I don't think they're changing it. It is going to be 2.5 seconds left for CMU easily. They can get the ball up the floor. You would anticipate they're probably going to be throwing it to midcourt on the inbound. So you got a chance for a couple of dribbles and a look. Bryson LaRouge, 29, continues to lead all scorers. Preston Reynolds with 14. Preston is 5 of 6 shooting the ball. And was the guy on the spot. It'll be put in play from deep in the backcourt by CMU. Preston is going to be at the free throw line in the backcourt. Now he's going to step up a little bit and force the ball to be dribbled up court. CMU looking to break down the floor. They're going to have to bring it up short. Half court shot at the buzzer. Air ball. Ravens win it. In overtime, Benedictine takes a huge road victory. The final score, Benedictine 79, Central Methodist 78. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this. It's that time of year again. Cooler weather, holiday lights, family gatherings, and the delicious food. But for some of us, that means heartburn and acid reflux. Occasional heartburn is normal, but if it's happening more than 2 or 3 times a week, it might be something more serious, like GERD. The good news? Amberwell Surgical Care can help you find lasting relief, not just treat the symptoms with medication. This season, enjoy the holidays without the burn. Call Amberwell Surgical Care at 913-367-6682 or visit amberwellhealth.org to learn more about surgical treatment options for GERD.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEP. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at atchisonanimalclinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Welcome back to Fayette, Missouri, where I think everybody in this gym is about tuckered out. I mean, first, the women's game that saw Benedictine almost get to triple-digit scoring, coming up with 98 in a 34-point game. So, Lady Ravens game is pretty much never in doubt at any point. The guys' game was absolutely nothing like that as the lead back and forth and back and forth. Finally, as it was a, 3-point game, Benedictine with a 3-point lead at halftime. Ravens never led by more than 4. They only led by 4 2 times, a 12-40 and a 10-50 in the second half. They led by 3 in the first half and then a couple times in the second half by 3. Central Methodist was able to put together substantial leads. In fact, with less than 4 minutes to go in the ballgame, CMU was ahead 70-60. And So in overtime and in the last four-plus minutes, Central Methodist only able to generate 8 points. And the Ravens are able to come away with the win. Here's Coach Moody coming across. While he's headed up this way, we'll take a moment to talk about how the scoring went tonight. For CMU, how about Justin Jenkins? He's a good one, right? 24 points, 17 for Mario Fantina, who came in as a shooter. Marcus Anthony with 16. 7 apiece for Boy Tong and Kevin James. 5 for Kai Jordan and Thomas Zawulu with 2 for the Ravens. How about Bryson, huh? Got Coach Moody joining us up here. Coach Jay, you need that 0-2 up here a little bit. It's high in the air, and that's a long walk up all these steps.
I'll take it after that game.
Yeah.
I'll take it. I don't mind the walk.
Coach, congratulations. This was some kind of fun. I think everybody in the whole house is exhausted, but it's a happy exhausted.
Yeah, that was good. You know, how about the grit? How about
wow.
the toughness, man? I mean, having to hit, you know, crucial buckets at the end of regulation and at the end of overtime to get that one. I thought our defense was on point tonight. I thought we did a great job. Game plan was to make them make threes and give CMU credit. And made 14 of them.
Threes.
You know, and but with all that said, we held them under 80. Got to our number to beat them, and just really proud of these guys. We've played a rough schedule. They have practiced every day to get better, and extremely proud of them. I thought that every guy that stepped out there tonight showed some toughness. We put 3 things on the board: make your teammates better, play with toughness, and play angry. And I thought we did that tonight. It was fun to watch them keep growing.
During a game, you kind of like try to pick out moments. You know, what was the really big play? I can't narrow one down. Was it the Hagen shot from outside? Was it the follow-up by Preston underneath? Was it the outside shot by Jack from over in front of your bench? I mean, that and like 5 dozen other ones, there were so many big plays that guys stepped up at big moments when you needed them and did it.
Yeah, you know, every coach talks about working on late game situations, and everybody acts like they spend a lot of time on it. I don't know. I don't believe them. We don't spend a ton of time on it. We play a lot, but I thought our execution, Tom, in crucial moments was really good. And that's tough to do for this young team. I mean, like, we had a freshman point guard out there for how long tonight? Deglin played 27 minutes. And he executed to perfection. You know, that shot you referred to when Jack took that shot, that's our play victory. That's our side out of bounds. We need a 3. And they executed it perfect, and Jack made a big shot. You know, down the stretch, we got the ball to Bryson LaRue. Goes for 29 tonight. You know, we wanted him to make plays. He made good decisions over and over. And a lost good decision, Tom, is late clock on that last possession. Him getting a shot on the rim so that there's not a shot clock violation. He took a pull-up jump shot, got it on the rim, and what'd that give Preston a chance to do? Go get a putback. Go get us the lead. So just really proud of them and the way they've grown. I just told them, though, in the locker room, like I think I mentioned it to you, I mentioned it to some people this week, like we're close to turning the corner. We ain't there yet. Like we got to keep getting better. And this group's got a huge upside, and so we'll enjoy the ride home, but we got to get ready for Clark on Saturday.
A couple of other things real quick, Coach. There are a lot of teams, and we've seen teams, you've seen a few teams over the years, that, and some teams would have, when you're down by 8, you know, in the first half, and then you're down by 10 with 4 minutes to go in this game. I mean, it would have been pretty easy on the road against a good team to say, you know what, doggone, we really played hard, but we're not going to quite get this one tonight. And these guys, if you just look out there, there was never a moment when they were doing that or questioning that at all.
No, they never questioned it. The only thing we did there for about a minute, 2 minutes, was I thought that we took some quick shots. When we got down 6, 8, 10 there in that stretch with 4 minutes to go, we had some guys try to like get us back by taking a long, you know, quick shot or a tough shot. And then when we were able to get a timeout and settle them down a little bit and tell them, gentlemen, with 3:40 left, there is multiple possessions. We have to get stops and we have to get great shots. And you know, as like I keep saying, young team, like they're learning, and they settled in, and they did what we asked, and they got great shots. And you know, you just got to stay in the fight, man. You got to have some grit. You got to have some toughness. I thought they did a great job of that tonight.
Gave up one basket in the overtime.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that, because we told them when we sat down in that huddle before the overtime, defense wins this overtime. Defense wins this overtime. And now I know we fouled them a couple times, but I thought our defense was great tonight. They're a dialed in group. I thought we got great, great effort and production off the bench. You know, but it's one night, man. It feels good. It feels great to beat a good team on the road in this league. Is hard to do. It's hard to win in this gym, but makes that 3-hour drive a lot nicer, Tom.
Here's the deal. 2 days to get ready for a good opponent coming in Saturday, you know, noon. Get everybody up there for ladies and you. At
yeah, noon is their early game. So anybody's listening, this will be a good weekend. You got women play at noon against Clark. The men play at 2 against Clark. You know, work some rest tonight. Get some rest tomorrow. Get them prepped on Friday. Would love to see everybody out. This is a fun team to watch. I'm telling you, like, this, and they're just going to keep getting better. And, you know, anybody that can make it on Saturday, we'd love to have you out. It's going to be a good one.
Congrats.
We're on Tuesday, too. If anybody
doesn't
have anything going on, anybody listening, we're giving out free youth T-shirts on Tuesday. So any elementary school kids that can come to the game, you're going to get a free T-shirt until supplies last. I think we've got about 100 or so. We're home Tuesday. You know, you got Thanksgiving holiday. After that, you don't have anything to do. Nobody has anything to do on Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
Perfect.
You got a Raven basketball game against Graceland, 5:30 and 7:30. So let's get the Nolan as full as we can on Saturday and Tuesday. And how about our ladies? Just keep rolling, man. They're fun to watch. So let's keep it going.
Coach, congratulations. Get on that bus. Put your feet up.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Drive safe.
Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine Guys. Exciting OT win for the BC men. Hey, Ravens go on the road tonight. Central Methodist did. Come away with a sweep. We'll be back tomorrow night. Sports look right after the Care Radio Evening Report. And then Saturday, Ravens in the Nolan 12-2. Want to thank you for having joined us. Want to thank our man Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. Have a great day next time. From Fayette, Missouri, Tom Cowles. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball. Heard right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.